Okay, so today we're going to talk about the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life, pre-sin and post-sin. Okay, well, because there are different commandments regarding the Eitz HaChayim, or there seem to have been different commandments regarding the Eitz HaChayim before and after the sin. And the question is, what changed? So we'll begin our study in Perek Beis, Bereishis, where the Torah tells us in Pasuk Ches that Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be Eden mikedem. So Hashem planted a garden in Eden on the east. Vayasem Shamas Adam asher yatzar, and God placed Adam there. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim in Adam kol etz nechmad lemareh v'tov lemachal. Hashem planted from the ground all trees that were beautiful to look at and good to eat. And ve'etz ha'chaim b'soch ha'gan, and the tree of life was in the middle of the garden. Ve'etz hadas tov v'ra, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Ve'ikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam, and God took man. Ve'yanicheu be'gan Eden, and he placed him in Gan Eden, la'avda u'lishamra, to work it, to work the land and to preserve the land. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam le'mor, mikol etz hagan ochel tochel. And Hashem commanded man, saying that from every tree of the garden you shall eat. Umeitz hadas tov v'ra lo socha mimenu, and from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat from it. Ki b'yom achalcha mimenu mos tamus. Because on the day that you eat from the tree of good and evil, you will surely die. And then what happens? So right now, Adam is allowed to eat from the tree of life, the Eitz HaChayim. He's not allowed, and any other tree, but he's not allowed to eat from the tree of Eitz HaDaas. And then after Adam sins, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein Adam Hoya Kachad Mimenu L'Das Tov V'Ra. God said, oh, man's becoming like one of us, to know the difference between good and evil. Vata, now, pen yishlach yado v'lakach gam eitz achayim v'achal v'chayil olam. And maybe now, what's he going to do? He's going to take from the tree of life and eat it and live forever. And that, apparently, God did not want that to happen. And therefore, v'yishalcheyu Hashem Elokim migan Eden lavodos Adam asher lukach misham. And God sent Adam from Gan Eden to work the land that he was taken from there. So initially, man is not permitted to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, but he's allowed to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. However, after he sins, he's no longer allowed to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And I would like to ask two different questions. Question number one is, why is the Eitz HaChayim only forbidden after Adam eats from the Eitz HaDaas? Like, how did this Eitz HaChayim function? Like, and also, what would have happened had Adam eaten from the Eitz HaChayim before eating from the Eitz HaDaas? In other words, what's the concern with the Eitz HaChayim? If the concern is what? He's going to eat it and live forever. So is God taking a chance? Because maybe Adam will eat from the Eitz HaChayim before he eats from the Eitz HaDaas. So why do you think he changed? Thoughts?
It seems going backwards is not good. Going
What?
from Eitz HaDaas to Eitz HaChayim is not good, but Eitz HaChayim to Eitz HaDaas could be good.
I mean, that's a little strange though, because it just says it never it, Hashem doesn't say that. Hashem says, don't eat from the eights Hadas. The Torah doesn't say, well, you can first eat from the Eitz HaChayim and then the Eitz Hadas. He says, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas at all.
I know, but it says Eitz HaChayim is not a problem.
I understand. So why is it
Eat
only
that,
problem?
and then maybe, I mean, you want the dot, so maybe eventually you'll get there if you go a certain route.
Okay, but I'm not understanding.
You don't see it in the thing, but.
Okay, but if the Eitz HaChayim is going to make him live forever, and God doesn't want him to do that, So what would have happened had he eaten from the Eitz Chaim but then the Eitz Hadas? So then, I mean, God obviously can do anything, but I'm just saying, like, is God hedging his, like, is he taking a chance here?
Yeah. Question is, is this like something physical or something
spiritual? Well, I want to try to understand the story as being physical, that actually happened. Then there could be a mashal, there could be a nimshal, but like, as the story is being told, I'm trying to understand what's the function of the Eitz Chaim. So there are two different approaches here that I want to share with you. The first approach is the Radak.
Because we say from the Torah, Eitz Chaim Hilam Machazikim, but we're constantly singing.
Right, so good. So when you hear of Eitz Chaim, you think about the Torah. So we'll get back to that. Now, the Radak makes a very basic point. He says, Va'ata pen yishlach yado. So says the Radak, V'hine mitchila loman eyu me'Eitz Chaim. Initially, Hashem did not prevent him from eating from the Eitz Chaim. Aval tzivah lecha imenu. According to the first approach, he was allowed to eat from the Eitz Chaim initially. Kemoshe perashtu. Ki hu bichla kol etz atzei hagan. Because it was one of the trees of the garden. The kol zman sheyochal me'Eitz Chaim yari chiyuso ad sheyichya shanim arukos yosi ma'ashechaya. And as long as he would eat from the Eitz Chaim, he would lengthen his life for many, many years. Aval be'avro al mitzvah sakeh. So just want to point this out. When we ask, what's the Eitz Chaim? Is it like take one bite and you'll be immortal? Is that how you understand Eitz Chaim? So the Radak does not understand it like that. The Radak just understands that that the Eitz Chaim had certain, I don't know, nutrients about it, that if you continue eating from it, you will live forever because it always provides you strength. In other words, you will not die, not because you take one bite and you become immortal, but you continue eating it, then you'll have longer and longer life. Aval bavro mitzvah sakel. But once Adam violated God's command, v'yachol me'etz asher mena ehu mimenu, and he ate from the tree that God prevented from him, haya oncho hamisa. Then his punishment was death before the time that was decreed to him from the beginning. So he was going to die earlier. So therefore God at that point did not want Adam to remain in the garden. Because maybe then Adam would eat from the Eitz Chaim and continue to live a long life. It's not one bite. No, had he eaten from the Eitz Chaim before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, okay, that's fine. Doesn't mean he would be immortal. It'd just be a source of like nutrition, as it were. So after he eats from the Eitz Hadas, then he's not allowed to live such a long time. So therefore, he has to be removed from the Eitz Chaim. Because the nature of the fruit of this tree was lechazek teva ha'adam l'harichayav, was to strengthen the nature of man and to lengthen his life. V'kevan she'avro la mitzvah, once Adam violated the mitzvah, yikabel onsho, he receives his punishment, liksor yamav, to shorten his days, v'roy l'garsho b'dagad b'avur zeh, and it's fitting to drive him out of the garden because of this, k'dei shelo yocha b'eitz chayav, so that he shouldn't eat from the Eitz Chaim. Ki im anchenu be'etz b'gan. God said, if I leave him in the garden, v'atzaveh alav shelo yicham Eitz Chaim, and I just command him, okay, you can stay in the garden, but you're not allowed to eat the Eitz Chaim. Yavra mitzvosai kemo she'avra b'achilas Eitz Hadas. Who says he's going to listen? He didn't listen when I told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and now when I tell him not to eat from the Eitz Chaim, he's not going to listen. And then upeirash la'olam zman aroch. So the Radak says, doesn't mean that Adam would have lived forever. It means a long time. And he brings a proof that when it comes to keeping a Hebrew slave, it says Vavadola Olam doesn't mean forever, but for a long time. So the Radak deals with this question very simply. The Radak says the Eitz Chaim provided strength and health. So he wasn't supposed to, he was supposed to have a long, long life. And then after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, God did not allow him to have the benefit of the Eitz Chaim. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I mean, you asked the question of what if he had eaten from the Eitz Chaim first. But so going along with the Radak, He just may have been eating from the Eitz HaChayim all the time. We don't know that he didn't eat from Eitz HaChayim.
Oh, by the way, correct. I mean, right. We don't know. We don't know one way or the other. Right. It's not. Now, it would not be a problem. You're correct. It doesn't say that he ate from the Eitz HaChayim. It seems that afterward, God says, you know, let's be careful, lest he stretch his hand out and eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Maybe, you know, it should have said, lest he continue eating from the Eitz HaChayim. So, I hear what you're saying. I can't say definitively he didn't eat from the Eitz HaChayim beforehand, but you know, it says like if you go back to pasuk, hein vata pen yishlach yadov lakach gam me Eitz HaChayim. Maybe he'll take also for the Eitz HaChayim. V'acha v'chay lolam. So again, it could still read like you, Mike. But maybe it indicates there that he didn't eat it until then. But you're right. Had he eaten for the Eitz HaChayim beforehand, it would not have been a problem. The Radak, though, believes, as other Mefarshim, I'm sorry, the Ramban believes, as other Mefarshim, that no, when you eat from the Eitz HaChayim, that then you achieve immortality. So then we have, you know, more problems then. Then we have to deal with some of the questions in the serious way that I dealt with. Says the Ramban, Rotzak Vata Pen Yishlach Yado, that after it from the Tzadats, what's a Kodesh Baruch Hu this time, because they were also the Misa Sa'adam. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that his decree would be fulfilled regarding the death of man. Because God said, Most Tamus, you're going to die. Now again, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to die immediately. It might simply mean that God told him before that if you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will live forever. But if you do, you will die. Not necessarily immediately, but you will be mortal. And the Ramban writes, Vim Yochal me'Eitz HaChayim, and if he eats from the Eitz HaChayim, Shenivra Laseis La'ochlav Chaye Olam, that was created to give to those who eat it an eternal life, then the decree will be annulled. O shelo yomos klal, maybe he won't die at all. O shelo yavo yomo beis hanigzar lav al tonasav, or maybe his day will not come when it's decreed that he should die or his children should die. No, it's just that Eitz HaChayim had powers. V'hinei atah shehayseh lo b'chira shamar ha'eitz hazeh mimenu. And once now that Adam had the free will in order to basically disobey God, then God protected this tree from him. Because initially, Adam would do only that which God commanded him. And he didn't eat from it because he didn't need it. Now the question, though, is, according to the Ramban, right? The question, according to the Ramban, is that was God playing with fire a little bit? I mean, you know, basically God told Adam initially, don't eat, you can eat from any tree, you know, but including the Eitz HaChayim, but not the Eitz HaDas. If you eat from the Eitz HaDas, you're going to die. But wait a second, if the Eitz HaChayim gives him life, immortality, so how would he die if he eats from there first? In other words, how does God know for sure how does God know for sure that he's not going to eat from the Eitz HaChayim, which would, I guess, you know, hold God hostage, as it were, from, as it seems what God is saying, that, you know, what does this mean exactly? I don't know. But, like, it seems that God is being held hostage, as it were, that if man would have eaten the Eitz HaChayim, then God's decree of mortality would not have come to be. So isn't God concerned that maybe he's going to eat from the tree beforehand?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So maybe God wasn't concerned because Adam had no idea what life and death was. He didn't see death, so he had no idea what death was. So there was no inclination. Why should he eat from it? He was alive. He had no idea what death was at that point, I would assume,
right,
and experienced it. So maybe God wasn't worried that he
would. That's fair, but okay. You say that he wouldn't have eaten, he didn't know what the Eitz HaChayim was. What if he would have by chance eaten from that tree?
Problem.
Right. So the Kli Yakar addresses this question. He said that if Eitz HaChayim b'sochagat targumo, the translation v'ilan chaya, and the Eitz HaChayim b'mtzius ginasa, in the middle of the garden, Vilan da'achlin peirohi, and the tree that you eat the fruits, chachmim, to know ben tov lebayish, between good and evil. What is this, the translation adding? The difference between the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is the tree of life, and the Eitz Hadas is the tree that you eat from its fruit.
Seems the other one doesn't have fruit, maybe.
It seems that the Eitz Chaim does not have fruit. So the Kli Yakor is wondering, he says, why is the Targum telling us this? And he says, Ratzel Letaretz, Bazeh, and the Targum is explaining with this, Lamalo Hisira Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Al Shneim Yachad Shlo Yochal Me'etz Hadas Me'etz Chaim. Why did God not warn man on both of them together not to eat from the Eitz Hadas or from the Eitz Chaim? Elafi She'etz Chaim Mitivo She'ochal Mina Eitz Atzmo Chay Olam. Especially because the Eitz Chaim naturally, if someone eats from it, he lives forever. Ki Lo Haya Lo Pri Klal. He says why? Because there is no fruit on this tree. Vitama eitz haya katam pri, and the taste of the fruit, the taste of the wood was like the taste of the fruit. So you would eat, I guess, the bark of the tree. That would be eating from the tree, or the branches. Eitz hadas haya lo pri nechmad lemareh, but the Eitz hadas had beautiful fruit, pleasing to look at. Kol achlav yeshav leida. And all eat it would be guilty to know the difference between good and bad. Okay. Lefichach, kodem she'achal min ha'etz hadas, lo yatzorech lazhiro al etz ha'chayim. Therefore, before Adam ate from the etz hadas, Hashem did not need to warn him about the etz ha'chayim. Why? Ki lo haya nechmad lemareh. Because it was an ugly tree. It wasn't pleasing to look at. So that's Judah's point, that man didn't know the purpose of the Eitz HaChayim, which is a bare tree, and a regular animal doesn't eat a tree. He only eats something that is pleasing to look at, that has a fruit. But after he ate from the tree of knowledge, then man will realize with his seichel, the logic, the purpose of the Eitz HaChayim, and then he'll try to eat from it to live forever. Therefore, he was driven from there. So according to Kli Yakor, there was no temptation to eat from the Eitz HaChayim because there's no fruit on the tree. It was a bare, ugly tree. So the question, though, is, so why now can't Adam eat from the Eitz HaChayim and live forever? So the Ramban writes, Vayafa b'nai ki Adam haya ose betivo ma sheroi lasos kefi hatolados kasher yasu shemai v'chol tzvam. Man would normally do, was supposed to do what he was created, just like anything that God created, like the heavens were supposed to do. Poli emes, those who do engage in truth. Shepulasim emes, that their deeds are truth. They don't change their job, right? What do we say? We say that all of nature does its job, right? All of nature follows rules. Initially, Adam was supposed to follow his rules as well. There's no love or hate in the deeds of nature. They follow rules. However, the fruit of the tree of Eitz Hadas creates the desire that those who eat it will select something either good or bad. Another velachay nikra eitz hadas tovara ki hadas yomar bilshenenu al haratzon. According to Ramban, das refers to ratzon. It became a tree that would lead to ratzon, desire. In other words, according to Ramban, desire was injected into us because of sin. There is this state of internal confusion. We cannot live forever. If we're following God's, if we are following, why would Hashem make that tree to begin with? Which one? The Eitz HaChayim. So we'll, I'll try to address that afterwards, Boris. The Ramban says that desire was injected into us because of sin. There was this internal confusion, and we cannot live forever because of this. Now, we basically, once we suffer from this internal confusion in this imperfect world, we cannot live forever. We can only achieve this kind of eternity after we die and we are left only with our soul. Our soul can be immortal, but we cannot once we are not in a perfected state. In other words, the Eitz HaChayim represented the goal, and I think, to sort of address Boris's question, that the Eitz HaChayim represented an ideal, that the world was created with an ideal, and, sorry, hold on 1 second. The Eitz HaChayim represented an ideal that we should strive for. So, you know, the world's created perfect, or with the potential to be perfect, and then we fail, but there still is this semblance of Eitz HaChayim. We can't simply just take a bite of this tree, the fruit of the tree, and take a bite of the tree and then live forever. But we have, once we sin, so we have to work hard to get back this Eitz HaChayim. And as Baruch mentioned that, and as Baruch mentioned, we know the Torah is called it Eitz HaChayim. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that when there was original sin, according to the Gemara, the Nachash actually had relations with Chava, and then she was lust was injected into her.
It's probably a mashal, I mean, you know.
I understand. Lust, desire, Yisrael she'amdu. You can say all this is mashal. Like the point is, what's the message? That was the story of the garden, right? True, like is it? Was it 100%, you know, is all of it to be taken literally? Is some parts to be taken figuratively? The point is, it's trying to teach us something about our nature and relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Klai Yisrael, this is Shabbos Kufim Hamun Beis, Yisrael She'amdu al Harsina, Klai Yisrael stood at Harsina Pascha Zu Amasan. So that lust, that spiritual filth was removed from us when we received the Torah at that moment. In other words, what that indicates of this Gemara is that the Torah comes to repair original sin. How? Because Torah provides clarity. Torah is a guide to provide clarity. Originally, there was this perfected world, the Gan Eden. Just do what God says so. Go do what God tells you to do. You live in eternal bliss. You have that with the Eitz Hadas. I'm sorry, the Eitz HaChayim. But once, you know, man had this internal confusion, and he had desire, instilled in him, and not everything is clear. What's correct? What's truth? And what's not truth? So the Eitz HaChayim now for us becomes the Torah. Eitz HaChayim Hila Machazikim Ba. Right, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin says, "Gedola Torah, Torah is great. Shehi no senes chayim lo seha. It gives life to those who do it. Ba'olam hazeh uva olam haba. In this world and in the next world." Right, he cites the pasuk, "Eitz chay." It's a besara marpe. It heals the flesh, and "Eitz chayim hila machazikim ba." It's a tree of life to those who hold to it dearly. So it seems that there is perfected state in this perfected world, but that's not the world that we're zocha to. We have a world where there is confusion. And the only way to achieve this kind of idealized state is to work hard to achieve the Eitz HaChayim, which is the Torah, which provides the clarity. And maybe I will say even further, using the approach of the Kli Yakar, that what is the Eitz HaChaim? It doesn't look pretty. There are so many things in this world that look so pretty from the outside. Eitz HaChaim doesn't look pretty. It's not eye-catching. It's not attractive. However, you know, there's no fruit. It seems ugly. But if you work hard for it and you grab hold of it, even if it doesn't look as beautiful as the pre of the Eitz HaDaas, this is how you achieve real life that Adam was denied from when he got kicked out of the Gan Eden. But there is a way to get it on this earth. Just you have to work hard for it and realize that, you know, it may not appear so beautiful with so many beautiful fruit. It's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, it gives us, each one of us, tremendous amount of chiyus, tremendous amount of life.